this Last Supper discourse, this last sharing of Jesus to his closest apostles, closest friends, just before he goes to the garden and to the crucifixion. Christ is talking about love. The passage we have today from John 15 continues directly from what we had last week about the vine and the branches, and how last week Jesus was encouraging us, inviting us, commanding us to remain in him. And that word remain appears in the gospel again today. To remain in him, to remain in his love. Love is the central aspect of the passages today, but of our faith, of our relationship with God. It's a relationship of love. And unfortunately, that word love is so overused and so misused in our culture today that oftentimes we don't know what that word means. Whether we love our pet, or we love our pizza, or we love the person that sits next to us in class, or we love our car, or we love our whatever. We throw this word around without really knowing what it means. It's been reduced to a mere emotion, or a passion, or a feeling, strong attraction. And it usually has to do with how I feel about something. It's reflective back on me. The love that Jesus invites us into, the love that Jesus reveals to us, is a self-sacrificing, complete self-donating type of love. A love that holds nothing back. A love that looks at the other person and says, "It is good that you exist, and I want you to exist forever. My object is your goodness. Not how you make me feel, not what you bring to my life, not how you enhance anything. I love you because it's good that you exist, and I want you to exist forever." This agape love, you know, the Greeks had four words to describe love. And the word that's used today is agape, this highest form of love. Even higher than the marital love between a husband and a wife. This self-sacrificing, complete self-donation of one to the other. This is the type of love that we are invited into. This is the type of love that Christ has revealed, because this is what love truly is. When John in the second reading says God is love, God is the Father in complete donation to the Son, who returns that gift. And that gift that is exchanged is the Spirit of themselves, that Holy Spirit, this communion of love, of gift, of donation. And when we look at the cross, we see how that love becomes a reality in our own life. And this is why the crucifix is so necessary for our faith, for our development, for our understanding of who we are and who God is. Especially in our world today, where this word love is so misused. Without the crucifix to show us what love truly is, it's easy for us to get distracted. And love becomes lust. Or love becomes passion. I mean, how many times in our own lives have we faced the consequence of a misuse of that word? How many lives, how many families have been destroyed because we think love is a mere passion or a feeling, instead of love being a choice of me giving myself to you for your good, regardless of the consequence to me, as Christ shows us on the cross, how he loves us to the end. This is what Christ is inviting us into, this radical notion of relationship, that I give myself completely to you. And this is what we're made for. This is why we were created. It's impossible without God's grace to live this type of love. It does seem impossible. It does seem unimaginable. In a way, we can say that it is. Because of sin in our life, we're no longer able to respond to God's love. As John said in the second reading, God loved us first. Our response to God is just that. Our desire to love is that. It's a response. It's a response to us being chosen, as Jesus says, "You did not choose me, I chose you." How important that is for us to know this, to understand this, to really rest and to live in this truth that each one of us has been chosen by God. What St. Paul says in Ephesians, from the foundation of the world, we've been chosen. And he tells us in Thessalonians that the will of God is our sanctification, our holiness, our divinization, us to become like God. This is why we were created. This is what God's idea for us was. And it's through the cross that God has now allowed us to fully enter into this. And why does he tell us this? What did he say in the gospel? "I tell you all these things so that your joy may be complete. If you follow these commandments, this commandment to love each other as the Father loves me, your joy will be complete." God desires our happiness. And in the gospel today, he reveals to us the secret to joy, to keep his commandments and to love as he loves. It's so easy for us, as we have a misunderstanding of love, we have a misunderstanding of commandments and rules. Jesus has created us for love. That's why we exist. And the commandments that he gives us help us to love. They help us to fulfill the purpose for which we were created. They're not a hindrance to our life. They're not a hindrance to our freedom. They're not a hindrance to our joy. But if we listen to the world, that's what we think, that the rules restrict us. You know, this hand railing is here in the sanctuary to help us get up the steps. Ideally, we shouldn't need it, but we do. So the rail is there to help us. The commandments help us fulfill what we're supposed to do. This past week at Palmer Catholic, we went on a field trip. I was with the seventh graders, and we went to an amusement park, and we were riding rides. I got on one of the roller coasters. And you know, you sit in a chair, and that little metal bar comes down, sometimes too tight, and then you go. And at first, it feels too tight. It's restricting. I don't like it. But once you get over that first hill, you're glad you have that. And once you start going backwards and around the curves and it's dark, you're really glad you have it. This is what God's commandments are. They keep us in our seat so we can enjoy the ride. Without that bar, I'd have been dead. I had a heart attack of fear first, but I would have fallen out. God's commandments allow us to enjoy life, true life. I would not have enjoyed that ride without that bar. We can't enjoy, we can't live the joy of this Easter season without God's commandments helping us to know what is right and what is wrong. This is the relationship he's invited us into, this joyous freedom of life that we can't have outside of these commandments, these rules, outside of this relationship. When we are baptized, we are welcomed into this relationship. And through the teachings of Holy Mother Church, through her liturgy, through her sacraments, through her prayers, we learn how to become a human being. We learn how to respond to God's love so that we can in turn love one another as God has loved us with a free, total, faithful gift of self. This is the power that God revealed to the nations, which we sang in the responsorial song. The power of God's love, not a forceful, military, violent kind of power, but the self-sacrificing, self-donating power of love, which is shown to us most directly, most clearly, each time we come to Mass in the Holy Eucharist. And you know that we have in the month of May, our second graders at each Mass will be coming to receive their first communion. And one of our young men will receive his first communion today. The symbol, the notion, the reality of God's love from the cross to the Holy Eucharist. This is the power that we receive. This is how we are able to respond to God's love. Because as St. Paul tells us in Romans, that while we were still yet sinners, he poured his love into us through the Holy Spirit. And it's through the sacraments that that Holy Spirit comes alive within us. First in baptism, and every day or every Sunday through the Holy Eucharist. And this is the power that he's going to receive, to be open to God's love, to remain in God's love, to be in communion with God's love. This is the beautiful gift that you are receiving today. And it's a beautiful gift for each one of us as we come to Mass during this month of May to see our little ones receive the Eucharist for the first time. We see they're all dressed up in their Sunday best as a reminder of how important this is and how easy it is for us to be distracted and not think nothing of what we come up to receive. That the very God who created everything comes to us in the host. And so as he's dressed up in his best today, it's a reminder to each of us of how important this moment is, that the God of the whole universe comes to us, invites us into a relationship, and restores to us the original life lost in sin, and sustains us with this power to love each other. This Holy Eucharist that you're receiving is the most important thing that you will ever do. It's small. Sometimes it doesn't taste very good. It's easy to be mishandled. This is how much God loves you. He's willing to suffer all of these sacrileges, we can say, in order to be with you, in order to be with each one of us. This is the vulnerability of love. This is what is shown to us in the Scriptures. This is what's revealed to us in the Holy Eucharist. The true notion, the true nature of God's love. The power has been revealed to the nations. If we remain in this love, if we remain faithful to these commandments, then our joy will be complete. God has invited each one of us. He's chosen each one of us to be in a relationship with him, to receive his love, and to return that love, and then to go out and bear fruit. May it be true for each one of us. Amen.